the goodness of Providence seems to me to rest in the flowers. All other things, our powers, desires, food, are really necessary for our existence. But this rose is an extra. Its smell, its color, are an embellishment of life, not a condition of it. It is only goodness which gives such extras. And they shine like stars in our world of shadows, where treachery and betrayal are the currency of life, driving poor human beings into madness and despair.
The Naval Treaty by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by David Ashton. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Patrick Malahide as Percy Phelps. With Joanna Myers as Annie Harrison and Stephen Tomkinson as Joseph Harrison. The Naval Treaty.
John, I can't bear.
Percy, hush now, my dear.
Sorry. Translate from the French.
Hush, hush, hush.
It's better.
There. Rest, my dear. To calm yourself.
How is he?
Trust in me. Why ring the bell? Why? Honey!
Hush, my dear, hush. I'm here. There now. Now rest yourself. There, rest.
Rest. Oh, God. Thank you.
It's you that ought to rest, Annie. Oh. Why don't you try to get some sleep? I'll look after him for a while.
A position of trust, you see. Papers. Oh, God. Oh, God.
We'll sign them. Never fear.
No. No. I rather think not. I rather think not.
Oh, praise the Lord. I think the fever's broke, Joseph.
Eh?
Hello, Annie.
Oh, hello.
Where am I?
Well, we put you in Joseph's room.
And I'd like it back, please.
Oh, shush you. It's not even your house. Oh. Well, now, Percy Phelps, you've had me worried near to death. What have you got to say for yourself?
I would like pen, Annie. Pen and paper. I have to write to an old friend.
It was in the month of July, immediately succeeding my marriage, when I received Phelps' letter. There was something so pitiable in his appeals, a sense of such despair. My wife agreed with me that not a moment should be lost in laying the matter before Sherlock Holmes. And so, within an hour of breakfast time, I found myself back once more in the old rooms in Baker Street.
You come at a crisis, Watson.
Oh.
Dip this paper in. If it remains blue, all will be well. But if it turns red, then a man's life is at stake. Thought as much. Colour of blood, eh?
I shall be at your service in an instant. Two telegrams and the matter is finished.
May I read the letter to you?
Yes, by all means, my dear chef.
The house address is Briar Bray, Woking. My dear Watson, I have no doubt you can remember Tadpole Phelps, who was in the fifth form when you were in the third. Possibly even you may have heard that through my uncle's influence I obtained a good appointment at the Foreign Office, until a horrible misfortune came suddenly to blast my career.
The Foreign Office, eh? That's a pretty kettle of fish.
Do you think you could bring your friend Mr. Holmes down to see me? I should like to have his opinion of the case, though the authorities assure me that nothing more can be done.
The authorities always will. Now, must get these to the page, boy. Leave you for a moment, Watson.
Yes, of course, of course. I dare not think of it too much. Fear of a relapse. Ah, poor fellow. Still so weak I have to communicate, as you see, by dictating. Do try and bring him, your old schoolfellow, Percy Phelps.
The end of a very commonplace little...